been a great week, a very interesting week that we will get into on the show. But before we get started, let me pray. Men, or Father God, for these men that are listening to this podcast and hear these words that you have put on my heart, let them ring true and let them be of your truth alone. Guide them with the courage and strength to lead their families, their churches, their communities, and their countries to where you have created them to be and where you want them to be. Give them the peace and the strength to do so, because they are following your will and your call on their lives to be what you have created them to be. Father God, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to share your word and our thoughts with one another today. And I am so grateful and thankful for the opportunity that each man that will hear these words, it will ring true in their heart as you see fit. And I trust in you and you alone through your son, Yeshua, and his mighty and holy power. We pray. Amen. All right, men. So as we get into this show, like I said, it has been a week of very thought-provoking discussions in many areas, from the Bible study at my church, the study of Daniel, the book of Daniel, and the men that I am so grateful and thankful to have the opportunity to share our thoughts on what the book of Daniel says and how Daniel and his faithfulness to God the Father led him to be one of the, I guess you would say, great representations of the Father in that time, and how, man, it just transpires into standing firm in the Word of God. So with that, which led into my Wednesday night Bible study with probably some of the men that I consider mentors, and I value their wisdom and knowledge and their trust and their walk with God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Man, just some really iron, sharpening iron this past Wednesday. And we'll get into that. That's what brought about this whole show. Normally it airs on Friday, but this one I had to do a little, a lot of praying, a lot of asking for wisdom in what we're going to be talking about today and probably for the next few shows, to be honest, because it is a big subject and probably very controversial in Christian communities, depending on where you stand and where your heart lies, and what, you know, what church or whatever goes to. But these are what God has put on my heart. As always, this is what I feel God is telling me, and what he is leading me to in our discussion today. So my belief is this, simply, that if we are true followers of Jesus Christ and we are true believers in that the Bible is 100% the Word of God, breathed Word of God, that there is no way that, I don't want to say this, it is the truth, literal truth. If it's in black and white, then that's what it means. Now, some will argue that that's not the case, that, and I understand there's situational, contextual things that are in there that we have to put in context of what is happening. But if we truly believe that the Bible is the Word of God, no matter how it was translated by how many men, I'm not going to limit the power of God the Father that this word has been watered down, because my belief is that if that God is God and that God will and did write this book for us, like I said before, some of the simpler people on this earth to understand his will for our lives, then I have to stand on that foundational truth that we can contextualize, we can water down, we can rationalize, we can do whatever in our own minds, but it is my thought that that is or could be the trick of Satan once again saying, hey, did he really say if you eat this, you'll die? So if we don't stand 100% that this Bible, this word of God is the truth in every aspect, then we have to think that we're not smarter than God, right? We can't question the Bible, right? If we are a true believer, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, then we can't question what it says or think that we're smarter than what God put into the hearts of these people that wrote his word. So that's where I stand on that. I am if I read it and I understand that there's situations going on that we have to take out and whatnot, right, of what's going on. But what I've seen in what God has shared, I feel like God has put on my heart to share, is that it's the same things that were going on in the time period that this book was written, through the years, through the thousands of years that it was written ago, is still going on today. Therefore, everything is still applicable in the sense that it is written for us today. I hope that makes sense. That no matter, it was written over 2,000 years ago, right? But everything that it says is still happening. So that means that we still haven't changed as humans. So with that said, that's my stance, that it's God's word. And if I read it, it is what it is. It is the truth. It is 100% the truth. There's no backing off of it. There's no getting off. I mean, it is the truth of God. So we have to look at it as absolute truth. And we have to take it in our hearts as absolute truth. So that was the discussion Wednesday night. We were watching a 2 Timothy study by Joby Martin, Pastor Joby Martin, on Right Now Media. And it came up, there is no good Christians, right? And what makes a good Christian and what makes a bad Christian? And that sparked some very interesting and thought-provoking conversation that led us to the discussion to 2 Corinthians 5:17, which says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And my thought and my stance on it is that since the Bible is the word of God, God breathed into every man who had a part in writing this book, that God breathed it into his soul to write it, then on that stance alone, it is literal that we are a new creation. So in my research and digging into this, wondering what is truly a new creation. Yes, we are a new creation in God's eyes, and how he sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we are his righteousness because of Jesus. I'm not taking anything away from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ, we can be or live a sinful life. Do I think that in our efforts that we will fail in times, that the flesh will overcome the spirit that is in us? I think so, because we choose to accept it. Our minds are not truly focused on Jesus Christ. Because if they were, we would understand that because of the Holy Spirit that is granted to us when we accept and when we believe in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ promises it, that the Holy Spirit now lives in us. And if we live by the Spirit and not by the flesh, even though we are still in the flesh, we can attain a level of perfection that Jesus says we can. If Jesus said that we can be and we will do more than what he did on this earth because of the Spirit, then who are we to doubt that? Who are we to question that? Right? I mean, Jesus is, because of his sacrifice and death on the cross, has given us the ability to live lives that look exactly like his. Now, will we be in our perfect form, without sickness, without whatever, until we get to heaven? No, we won't match that. But our individual lives, our individual stance, is because of our faith in Jesus and the power that was given him through the Father and the power he gives us through the Holy Spirit, we can attain those things. Now, does it take our whole lives? Yeah, I mean, it takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. But the truth of Jesus Christ is that we have the ability here on this earth to look, be different, act different, and live a life that looks exactly like his through the power of the Holy Spirit, which was given to us by him through his sacrifice and his taking of our sin and our punishment away from us on the cross. And once we accept and believe that, our lives are new. Our lives are totally new, right? And we have to battle through the flesh, right? And we have to get to a point of 100% surrender that we believe that because of Jesus Christ, life on earth, death on the cross, and resurrection, and our acceptance and truly believing that he is our Lord and Savior, that at that point, and we are baptized into Christ by that acceptance of Christ, and we are baptized with the Holy Spirit because of our acceptance of who Jesus Christ is, then now we are not the old person. We are not still living under the influence or the sin nature of Adam, the first man, right? We're not living under that anymore. We are a new creation in Christ. Does it take work? Does it take constant study on God's word and how to get our life out there? Yes. I'm not saying it's a genie in a bottle. It's not an overnight process. And that's the reason there is grace. I understand that as we learn, as our lives start to look more like Jesus Christ, we're going to make some mistakes. We're going to fall. We're going to interpret things that maybe we shouldn't interpret them that way, but we are striving to look more like Jesus Christ every day, and we can because of the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. You know, and that's my thought process, right? I mean, that's, if I believe truly that God is who God says he is, then I have to believe everything in the Bible is true. Everything, right? And I do. And I think, you know, through the different scriptures in Romans and John, 1 John, 2 John, you know, all of these things that are teaching us how to be more like Jesus, man, it is just an amazing thing that these things are already laid out. Hey, this is what you're going to need to do. These are the things that you're going to battle in becoming and looking and living a life that Jesus lived, but we don't live it for ourselves. We live it for Jesus Christ. Just like in the past episodes, we've been talking about ownership. We don't own it. Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit own our lives. Our lives are not for us. They are for somebody else. And we have to have the courage and faith in who Jesus says he is and what he did for us, and take that wholeheartedly and apply it to the lives we're living today. That is the call of men, that we have to, I think I've said it in some of the earlier episodes of first season, that we have to look crazy to the rest of the world. You know, I picture in my mind the disciples, how crazy they must have looked to other people because of their 100% faith, trust, and faith in who Jesus Christ was. Asking Jesus for everything and trusting in him, asking for direction in every moment, every hardship, every second in constant prayer and communication with Jesus Christ. They must have looked insane back in the day. So why are we as Christians today, as men who are the image bearers of God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, why are we not looking crazy? And I include myself in that too, because I am no means an image of Jesus Christ right now. I'm in the sanctification process. I am in the process of making my life look more like Jesus Christ's life. And it's a process, and therefore there is the need for grace in our lives, which Jesus provides and God the Father provides. And we get through the Holy Spirit and we know what we do is wrong because of the Holy Spirit. It convicts us. It says, hey, that is the old you. You don't do that. And we repent and we come, and we come to God with a repentant heart for the mistakes we made. And he is absolutely 100% going to forgive us for those because of the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus Christ. But as we try on this earth to make our lives look more like Jesus Christ, we have to be a little crazy for Jesus. And we have to forget our own thoughts and what Satan puts in our hearts, in our minds. It's like, well, did he really say that? Yeah, he really said it. Jesus fought off Satan with Scripture, right? And we understand that Satan knows Scripture better than we do. The only way we can arm ourselves to battle Satan is to be in the Word and believe 100% that this is the truth, right? What Jesus says is what Jesus says. What God says, what the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit have put in this book for us to battle the forces of evil in this realm and in the spiritual realm, we have to be constantly in God's word, training ourselves up, building ourselves up to look like Jesus and stand on the truths of Jesus Christ. Man, I just have to believe that. And I have to believe that we can attain certain things on this earth that Jesus said we could attain and we could do. I understand that the rest of the epistles in the book are that, but Jesus says, hey, trust in me, be in relationship with me, right? I mean, he sacrificed everything for us so we could have the same power that he has because of the Holy Spirit, through him, because of him, by the grace of the Father, to come down on this earth, put himself in our physical form and take the punishment that each one of us deserve and stand firmly on the truth that he did that because of his love for us. And I know that it sounds crazy, but that is just what God has put on my heart, that we have to stand on it. We cannot think of our own thoughts. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways, right? We don't understand everything, and we have to pray for his wisdom in those situations. If we don't know, we have to go to him, right? And that led to in our discussion that, you know, hey, what does that look like? And I'm like, we are to rely on God the Father through Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit for everything. If we run into a problem, we go to God. If we want to know what we're to do next, even if it's in the next minute, the next step, we should be in prayer. God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? We should be in constant prayer and communication with God the Father. Now, by no means am I saying I'm perfect at it. We all, the battle of the flesh and the spirit, right? But that should be our, that goal is attainable, that we can ask. And, you know, it goes back to 2 Corinthians 5:13, where Paul is talking to him. It says, "For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you." And that struck me, and I've read the you know, what it means, and it's talking about his experience and his revelation. You know, when he's talking this stuff, he looks crazy, because it is wild what God can do. It is beyond the imagination of those who do not know the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the power of our God, of our Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is just beyond belief. That's the reason our faith is so important in what Jesus did on the cross. And it is by faith that we have the power, that we understand that, yes, this stuff is going to seem crazy. The things that God has shown me in my life, and now that I accepted Jesus Christ in my life and I truly trust and believe in him, some of these things I'm saying right now on this podcast right now to you may sound crazy, but that is the trust and the belief and the never-ending love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he has given us the power to be. And if it's not because of him, I mean, it is because of him that we have this power. And without him, we would not be able to do this. But because of him, again, because of the sacrifice that he made on the cross for us, that when God sees us, the Father sees us, he sees Jesus. Right? That doesn't mean that we're going to be Jesus, right? And we're not going to be perfect in our perfect form until we get to heaven and we are with the Father. But our mission on this planet is to be the messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he gives us every tool that we need in order to look like him in every situation, so that everybody sees him and his power and his glory. And not let us listen to that second voice, that Satan's voice, because he knows we're going to be powerful, and let him not deceive us like he did Adam and Eve in the garden. Because we are no longer of that, because God has given us the weapon, the sword, to defeat Satan in this world, in our lives individually, and that is his word. And if we stand on his word and we take into the truth of his word, and with every ounce and fiber in our body believe it, we will defeat Satan in this world, in our own lives, and to help others reach that point to where they are no longer the old Adam version of man. We are now the new creation in Jesus Christ, who he has given us the power through the Holy Spirit to be. Because of him, not because of us or anything we could do. We will always need Jesus Christ for his strength and his power, because the power, even though we have the power, is not from us, but from him. In his grace and through the Father's grace in providing the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. And when we trust in the Holy Spirit and choose not to fall back into the sin pattern of this flesh, then truly we are looking like Jesus Christ. We cannot make the choice to sin. And if we are truly 100% in his word and understanding and really studying what he is saying and being students of his word, then we can look like Jesus Christ on this planet. Now, in that process, will we make some mistakes? Probably. But when we go to the Holy Spirit and ask for His guidance in everything, He tells us it will not be our words, it will be His words, right? Because the Holy Spirit will provide what we need. But we have to choose as men to rely on the Holy Spirit, not the things of this world, not our own thoughts. We have to trust that because we are in God's words and we have that relationship with Jesus Christ on a daily basis, on a second basis, on a minute basis, that He provides what we need, right? That is, we are created for Him, right? In His glory. So when we trust in Him for everything, He is going to provide everything we need in order to glorify Him and turn show everybody that we come in contact with and speak to that we are His and the glory will be His. I know that's a crazy concept, and I again did not really follow my notes, but it just comes down to, you know, it's because of Jesus again that we can attain these things. Because if we don't believe that we can attain the things that Jesus tells us we can, then are we true believers or followers in Jesus Christ? If He is the way, the truth, and the life, then everything He has said, everything He did, we have to believe 100% without a doubt, without a second thought. We have to take it and step out on that truth alone. And not let our minds, our puny little human minds, even though we are His creation, that were born under the sinful connotation of Adam and Eve, right, of the flesh. But when we truly believe that, when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart and He becomes our Lord and Savior, and that He died on the cross for our sins and rose again, was resurrected from the grave. When we believe that truth and stand on that truth alone, then that's when we start to look like Jesus. And that's when we start making a difference in this world. We can't let our arrogance, our pride, all of that. That's what Jesus talks about, right? We have to, all of that, following Jesus, all that goes away. And we are 100% reliant on Jesus Christ. 100%. Everything He says, exactly how He says it, that's how we are to live our life, right? And to me, the epistles are just a forefront of the challenges we are going to have in doing this. People are going to think we're crazy. People are going to look at us weird. They're going to look at us different. They're going to, we are different. We're not of this world. We have an eternity that Jesus Christ promises us in doing what He tells us to do, right? And our mission on this earth is to go and spread that gospel and to make fellow followers of Christ, to make new followers of Christ look like us, right? And our belief that we stand on God's word, we stand on His truth alone, we stand on the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose from the grave so that the whole world could be saved. Right? A new heaven and a new earth. Why Jesus came to do that. So why are we not standing on that truth that right now we can make this world look more like heaven by making as many followers of Christ as we can get to by spreading the gospel and the truth? And we may look crazy in doing that, and it sounds a little crazy in my brain saying it right now, but this is what God has put on my heart. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Jesus, and I am giving everything to Jesus in saying this, in that it is because of Him that I can say these things and believe these things, because I trust in Him alone. And I dig deeper and I want to build that relationship and I want Him to continue to provide to me His word so that I can share with others. He has given me a life of testimony that I should not even be sitting here talking on this microphone to the people who choose to listen to this podcast. I shouldn't even be here, but because of Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I am here, and he is sharing this with me to share with you for hope, encouragement, to build you, to help grow you, and to help focus your mind on it should be on Jesus 100% of the time. Your kids are giving you a hard time. Your wife's giving you a hard time. People outside in this world who don't believe are giving you a hard time. Well, that's when you ask Jesus. That's when you go to Jesus. And that relationship you have built through reading and studying and getting to know him in his word and who he is, because he is still with us today through the Spirit, that he will guide you and give you the answers the proper time. But we can't question it. If it lines up with his word that he has given us, then we must step out in it and we must go with it. But it has to line up. We can't be deceived. We have to have that relationship with Jesus Christ in order that we know, hey, this is from the Father, right? This is not Satan's trying to trick us. Satan's trick is getting us to believe that we have to break down and analyze the word that is in the Bible. That's Satan's trick. Deception, right? Is that what it means? Yes, that's what it means. It's in black and white. And it's God-breathed. So therefore, there is no need to read this and question its authenticity. If we truly believe God is who he says he is, Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and he has provided us the Holy Spirit to guide us in building that relationship, everything we think, hear, say is relayed to the Father through the Holy Spirit. So why are we not stepping out on this book and the truth? If your faith is in Jesus Christ, therefore you know the Father. The Father has expressed all this stuff to you through the Son by the Holy Spirit. Then why are we questioning what we should look like and what we should be doing? That is a trick of Satan. That is the deception that Satan is putting on our lives. And I say this from a man who is 100% relying on Jesus Christ, because my life, there is no reason he should even open up any of this wisdom that I feel that he has laid on my heart to share with you men, that I should be speaking to you. And you've heard it on other shows. I am nobody. I am only a voice of the risen King Jesus Christ. And to tell you and to encourage you to stand on his truth alone, to stand on his word, to know his word, to understand that if we question, we need to go back to his word. Because Satan will trick us to think that, well, it didn't mean this, it meant that. It's pretty simple. It's in black and white. God created us. He knew how our small brains work. And I'm saying that from my standpoint. You know, I've said it before. I had to keep it simple, stupid. Right? And it had to be put in a way that we could understand in the simplest forms what God is calling us to do through his Son, Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, which are God. So that's what I'm saying. I know this show is went a little long, and there's some other points on here that we'll get to in the next few episodes. But that is what God has put on my heart for y'all today, men. It is a powerful, and I can't. If it means I look crazy, then I look crazy. But I can only imagine the disciples, what they must have looked like, even after Pentecost, and people have seen. You know, it's no different than today. If we go out and we step out in this truth that God is who he says he is, Jesus is who he says he is, and the Holy Spirit is who he says he is, then there is no other alternative but for us as men to look crazy for Jesus, right? I mean, Jesus will guide us and direct us. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that's something that we can break down in later episodes. But the fact is, the matter is, God gave us the Bible to stand on it, to believe everything that's in it, to take it as it is written and go with it. Do not let Satan seep into your life and think you understand more about what is written in this book than, I think I messed that up. what is written is how God wants us to live and how God wants us to act and how Jesus says that we are to be, right? And that's my point, man. As we go out today, each and every day, that we must die to ourselves, right? And believe 100% on the truth of Jesus Christ. No matter what we're doing, no matter where we're at, Jesus should be at the forefront of our mind. Always, first and foremost. And that is how we look like Jesus in this world. But we do have his power to attain the things that he attained in this world because of his power, not because of ours. That's my point, that it says because we want to take the credit, right? But when we're totally 100% focused on Jesus Christ and his word and in his word and living out his word day to day, there is no room for the flesh because the Holy Spirit, we are living by the Spirit, not the flesh. We are not of Adam anymore as believers. We are a new creation in Christ. That's how God sees us. He sees Jesus' righteousness. And because we have that righteousness living inside of us, not that we earned it, that Jesus gave it as a free gift, we have it. And we can do the things that God has called us to do through his power, not our own. And that's what staying in his word does, is let us be humble and realize that none of the things that we do are our own. It is because of Jesus Christ that we are able to do them. And as long as we stay in his word and keep that relationship with him through the Holy Spirit, we will never take away from the miracle and the grace and the love that Jesus Christ showed us on the cross. But we can go out and do the things that Jesus Christ has called us to do through his power alone, nothing of our own. And men, that is how we are to live our life. Because of Jesus, not because of us. Because he has given us grace and love and sacrifice on the cross, that we may go out and do greater things than he did on this earth, because he is in us. So men, as you take this word today, I hope it impacts your life like he is speaking to me right now. And just, these are his words I feel in my heart that he has empowered me to share with you, and want you to take hold of them and live your life like that. So we look crazy, and we're crazy for God, right? We're not crazy for the world. We're crazy for God and his truth. And everybody who doesn't see it or doesn't understand it will call us crazy. But that brings on the sufferings and everything else that Jesus Christ went through, that he says that we will go through in order to look like him. So take it and run with it. Be in that relationship with Jesus. Stand on his truth. Do not let Satan trick you to think that it is not his word, that it is absolute truth. Do not let Satan trick you and deceive you to think that you know, because you can break down certain things and analyze certain things, that you are smarter than what God put in this book, because we are not. Stand on the truth that God's word is God's word. Do not let Satan trick you any longer, because you live by the Spirit, not by the flesh, because you have accepted your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into your heart. Therefore, you are no longer of Adam. You are no longer coveted by the influence of sin, but of grace and love through the power, strength, and the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Whew, man, I know this episode went a little long again, but wow, when God fills you up, you just got to get it out. So there is what I think, what I feel, and what this being a new creation to me means 100%. I'm praying that each one of you takes this word, this message, and runs with it in your own life and how God has created you and what he has designed you for. Stand on his truth. Stand on his word. Do not let Satan come in and try to trick you to think it's because of you. No, it is because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, and provides to you that you can be who he created you to be. You are the vessel. That is it. Treat it as so. Be humble enough to understand that we are to do. We are soldiers. We are to march in for Jesus Christ and share the gospel and share the truth and the peace and love and comfort that comes in knowing that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is in control through the Father, by the Holy Spirit, because of the Son. So men, as you go out and do what you do today, remember to answer the call of men.